Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
In your name I will bow down. In your presence feel
Good evening and welcome to Starbright. We're on the air every Thursday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's pray. Father, my God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, we thank you. We thank you that you woke us up this morning. We thank you for the air that we breathe. We thank you for the breath in our lungs. We thank you that, Father, my God, as the song said, you overcome, that every high thing needs to come down. At the mention of your name, everything has to bow to your name. Father, my God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, oh Lord, we mention your name so that everything has to come down at the mention of your name. Everything has to come, submit itself to your authority. Father, my God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, when we think of the goodness of Jesus and all that you've done for us, our very soul shouts, hallelujah, praise God for saving us. Father, my God, we're grateful. We're grateful because your faithfulness endures forever and ever. Father, my God, oh Jesus, we praise you. 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 We look to you, Father God. It will not be overwhelmed. Father, my God, because we know you're in charge. We know you're in charge. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, Lord. Jesus, we are grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, my God, I ask that we will fix our eyes upon you. We will fix our eyes upon you. We will not gaze at the storms. We will not gaze at this situation, but fix. Turn our eyes and fix them upon you. Because you are the one that's able to do. You are the one that's able to undo. You are the one that's able to mend. You are the one that's able to build. You are the one that's able to do beyond our imagination, according to your purpose. We surrender everything to you. We say, have your way, Daddy. Have your way, King of Kings. Lord Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. As some of us later on go to sleep, Father my God, we ask that you will wake us up the next day. Father my God, you will guide us, protect us, watch over us all. Help us in our goings and comings. Father my God, help us in our goings and comings. Let your name, O Lord Jesus, be forefront in our lives, in our hearts. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Kings. Lord of Lords, we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Just want to welcome you onto the program. And want to thank God. Sometimes we can't think of a reason to thank God, but I want you to find a reason to thank God, because though it promises that weeping endure for a night, joy comes in the morning. So whilst you might be yet weeping, that means your joy is coming, your strength is coming, your enlightenment is coming, the insight to the situation is coming, that things are turning around, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. What's brought to mind, thank you Holy Spirit, is that, you know, when Peter was walking on water, he stepped out in faith, and though he drowned, well no he didn't drown though he drank some water I was going to say though he didn't drown though he drank some water and he lost he was starting to look at the situation, circumstance, when he called upon Jesus, Jesus helped him and prevented him from swallowing any more water and took him back to the boat. Now it doesn't say he carried him, but I'm sure he must have walked with him or something. But his faith was increased. So we need God to help our faith to increase in every situation, circumstance. So even when it looks dire, even when it looks like, how can this get any better? That we will just look upon the one, you know, and know that because he's there, it will get better. Because he's there, it will, things will work out. How it will work out, you may be not sure. When it will work out, you may not be sure. But until we're in that workout, until we're in that good, he's still working. You know, he is still working on the matter, on the situation. And some things, it's about how we view our perspective of the situation as well. What is our perspective of the situation? Now, we're going to be looking at faith. And I want us to look at faith because I'm not saying that everything is, you know, sometimes people will say that, oh, well, you know, this and this and this have worked, and yeah, so faith worked. No, I'm not saying that. I'm in the class as well. But one of the things I want to look at is faith. It's the faith required is different for each season of our lives. The faith Moses needed to face Egyptians was different from the faith needed to cross the Red Sea and the faith needed to fight the people they met on the journey. Before I go any further, I want to thank you all for those of you that attended the Starbright on Saturday. It was such a blessing. God ministered and, you know, it was really, really, really good. And look out for the next one. The next one will be in January. And we'll be advertising it so that you know that it's there. And we are looking, even in that, we looked at faith. So we ran out of time, like we normally do. So what I wanted to share is what I'm sharing now. So you can say this is a continuation of faith in this season, because like I said, the faith required for each season is different. The faith I required, if I say personally, the faith I required to conceive was different faith that I required to deliver, the different faith I require to grow my children, you know. So everything required a and requires a different level of faith. And this is what we're saying about Moses. Moses, the faith to face the Egyptians. Remember, he had been part of them. So he knew all the formal protocols. He knew that they may not have forgotten about, you know, what he had done before he left. He knew all these things, but he's still that faith that, wow, okay, no harm will come upon me. It's different. Even the faith required that the Hebrews would actually listen, the Israelites would actually listen to him. You know, all that was a different type of faith that was required for each time. How many times we fight and step in faith, but we use the faith we use for the things of the past. Now, in this season, those faith that we required for the past, they're stepping stones, but not defining stones. You know, they're stepping stones to reassure us that God is able. They don't define the way he's going to do things. They don't define the timing of how he's going to do things. They don't define anything, but they are there to reassure us that he's listening. And that, you know, in his timing, he's doing. How he's doing, what he's doing is different for everything. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Joseph received the dreams. A lot of dreams. And he would tell his father, he would tell his siblings. And we know what happened to Joseph. He ended up being put in the well, the ditch, and then sold. The faith required, the tenacity required to stay in the ditch is different from the faith, the tenacity required you know, in the process of just thinking, you know, we've got to really think. You'll have been really thinking, my brothers sold me. Wait, not strangers, but my brothers sold me. So all these dreams, are they going to come to pass? Because my own brothers sold me. The faith to hold on when the baker and, you know, all those things that happened, and he took tell them, remember me. That faith required to hold on when they forgot. And the faith that when he was called to go and to even take up that responsibility and not say, oh no, you must be thinking of someone else. All those things required a different level of faith. So yes, he could look at God has kept him through all these things with Potiphar's wife, with all these things. God has kept him, you know, you could look at it that way. But it's different from being in a position of authority on little levels. You know, when he was in charge of Potiphar's house, he was in charge. But this was going to be second to Pharaoh. It doesn't say that he said, well, you know, I don't think so. But there must have been, there will have been a faith to step in that position and to know that God that opened that opportunity was going to enable him to do it. It's a faith, it's a different types of faith that was required, you know, at each step. We ought to use the things, the victories of the past to reassure us that God will move in our now, because he's moved before. He's not taken a vacation, he's not taken a break. As he moved in the past, he will move again. We are not to use them to define how God is going to move. The ways God moved in the past should not be taken as directives to how he's going to move in our future. Now, we can tell people that, yes, you know, if you pray fast, that's, you know, we can encourage people. But it doesn't mean if someone doesn't pray and fast, then that is, means, oh, their point is not going to be answered, etc. Because we prayed and fast. God chooses how and when he's going to pour out these blessings. It's for us to be able to identify and the move when he's speaking, so we jump into that place. Now, it says in Isaiah 43, verse 19, see, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. King James Version, behold, I will do a new thing. Now, one says, see, I am doing a new thing. So, a visual representation, can you not see it? That this is a new thing. Okay, you will see with your eyes. You see with your eyes of faith. You see with your physical eyes. But another one says, behold, I will do a new thing. So, one is like, it's happening now. One is saying, this is going to be aware, to be like alert that God will do a new thing. It's almost talking of the future. It says, one version says, now it springs up, do not perceive it. The other version is, now it shall spring forth, shall you not know it. So now it springs up, do not perceive it. Can you not sense it in the atmosphere? Can you not see that it's happening? Can you not? It springs up. It's going to be like suddenly something going to happen that in, you know, when spring arrives, the new plants, the new shoots. And sometimes you even think that that plant has died, you know, because there's been nothing. And then it springs up. You see that little like plant growing. You see something. Now it springs up. Do not perceive that the little that you see. Do not perceive that that is the beginnings of the new thing. I'm reminded of the prophet that was perceived. You know, he was praying and kept praying and asked the servant, what do you see? And the servant said, I see like a cloud as small of a, as a man's fist in the sky. And with that, he ran, declaring it was going to be a downfall. Now, the cloud is small as a man's face. You know, if you put your hand as a face, it's small, it's compact, and you put it high above you, you can see that it gets smaller. And if you can just imagine, it must have been really tiny. So they had to perceive that thing, that looks like, okay? And the other version says, now it shall spring forth. So at this moment, it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? So it's almost asking the question, do you not know it's springing forth right now? Now, excuse me. Things that spring up, you don't necessarily know, if to be honest, they spring up. I remember when I was little and I was growing beans. I don't know whether you ever did this. Put beans in a bit of cotton wool, wet cotton wool, and you just watch them grow. Now, and when I'm saying back home, I'm talking about Nigeria. The beans were not covered in a lot of chemicals and things like that. So, but even now, if you take certain beans, and I'm thinking of the fresh kidney beans. I'm thinking of the fresh honey beans. Those, and you put a bit of water on, you know, really wet a cotton wool with water, and you there, and you grow, especially in the summer months and spring, you're going to see after a while that like the roots, the bean opens up and roots start going down. Then it starts at one side, it will start springing up something very tiny, very tiny, up. And this is what I perceive when it says, shall you not know it? That it's almost, can you not perceive it? Can you not see? It's very tiny, but it's springing up now. Okay, thank you, Holy Spirit. The first thing that happens is the root. We need to be anchored. When we're believing for something, when we're watering that thing, because the bean has to be watered, when we're watering it and watering it, the roots first go down and anchor. What are your roots anchoring on? Fear or faith? What are you declaring? What are you saying? Because remember, it says there's life and death in the tongue. What are you saying regarding the situation, regarding the circumstance? Are you speaking out of fear? Are you speaking out of faith? What are you saying? What are you declaring? What are the roots anchoring on? Because when the roots go down, after a while, then it springs up. You know, it doesn't spring up without the roots. The bean opens up and forms roots. Then, after a while, it springs up. Now, I want us to have that picture in our mind to see that Lord, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, help our roots. Help our roots to go and be secure in you. Not to the situation, not the circumstance, not to how it feels, looks like, but help our roots, Lord, help our roots to be secure in you. Help our roots, Lord, help our roots to be so secure in you that regardless, we shall see that which is springing up that you're creating in our lives. Lord, help us, oh Lord, help us, help our roots. Let us not declare any negativity, but Lord, to help our roots to go down and be secure in you. In Jesus' name, amen. It says that I am making way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. We're going to have a break and we're going to look at those scriptures. We're going to have a break and we'll be back after the break.
You are the branches.
hide your word in my heart. I was just reflecting on that. Do we actually hide the word in our heart, the word that God has given us? Do we hide it in our heart? Sometimes the word has become so secret, it's become a secret to ourselves. And to hide it in our heart, what I think is that you just meditate upon that word that God has given you regarding your situation, because He's able. But you know, because we're in a season of no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can conceive, it's not going to happen the way that we perceive. And it might mean that we have to almost like go again and go again and go again. And thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm reminded again of that the prophet that was looking at that as a servant to keep looking at what the sky was saying. What's in the sky? What's in the sky? And I'm going to try and find, because that keeps coming back to me several times. And you know, I need us to really, because the first time that we looked, there was nothing, you know, there was nothing, you know, in the sky. There was nothing there at all. So there must have been, to keep looking and keep persevering. And it's something, I know what I believe the Lord is trying to let us know. It's 1 Kings 18 verse 44. I'm going to get it up and look. 1 Kings 18 verse 44. Let me see. 42. And Elijah said to Ahab, "Go eat and drink, for there is a sound of heavy rain." So Ahab went off to eat and drink, but Elijah climbed to the top of Carmel, bent down to the ground and put his face between his knees. "Go and look toward the sea," he told his servant. And he went up and looked. There is nothing there. Now, if I remember rightly, there had been no rain for a long time. So, and he declared, that therefore there is a sound of heavy rain. Now, Ahab followed the instruction. You know, there's a sound of heavy rain. You know, someone saying to you, this is going to happen. You need to go and prepare. And you then go and prepare. There's not a sign of it, but you then go and prepare. You know, that takes faith. And it's acting on it, you know, on the words. Now Elijah told his servant to go and look towards the sea, he told his servant, and he went up and looked. "There is nothing there," he said. Seven times Elijah said, "Go back." The seventh time the servant reported, "A cloud as small as a man's hand is rising from the sea." So Elijah said, "Go and tell Ahab, hitch up your chariot and go down before the rain stops you." Meanwhile, the sky grew black with clouds. The wind rose. A heavy rain started falling, and Ahab rode off to Jezreel. The power of the Lord came to Elijah and struck his cloak. And he tucked his cloak into his belt and he ran ahead of Ahab to the, all the way to Jezreel. So there was something. Go and eat. You know, go. There is going to be rain. Then you go and you check, and seven times. I'm finding this encouraging. So even if, and thank you, Holy Spirit, it goes. What is coming to me is actually that even if it looks like it's not going to happen, even if it looks like all is lost, because seven times, keep checking. We're praying, keep checking. We're praying, keep checking. And while that is happening, be declaring, because we want the roots to go down. Be declaring the good, because that is like watering the seed. Be declaring the good. Now, I know it's very hard, and there's a raging battle because the atmosphere, you know, is filled with a lot of fear. There's a lot going on in the world, and there's so much happening that fear is very rife in the atmosphere, and it's easy for us to start doubting. You know, it's easy, and it's not that we're intentionally doubting, but the situation, like there's no rain, we're believing for rain, we've declared there's going to be heavy rain, there's no rain in the sky. Now, the prophet must have thought, I have declared this and I'm praying, I see nothing. So I really love the imagery. It says where the prophet didn't look again, asked somebody else to look. Kept asking for someone else to look. So even when it looks like it's impossible, God is called possible. Even though it looks like, you know, like we said, he wears a victor's crown. You overcome, that first song. We overcome because the Lord has won the victory. So even in that situation, whatever you're believing for, the Lord has won the victory. And I say to you, I say to myself, that the Lord has won the victory. And we need to keep saying it till, even when we've not got the physical manifestation of it, because we can see here that Elijah had already declared, may your faith be that of Elijah, where you start declaring the heavy rain is falling even before you see cloud. May your faith be like Elijah. Because look, it's, you will declare this, and then you go and pray and seek God's face. Wow. You know, then sometimes we face some things. We're hoping. Let us continue praying. Let us just continue, you know, like putting our faith down. And just praying, not looking at the fact there is not a cloud, a speck in the sky, but to just look, Jesus, you are the way maker, the miracle worker, the promise keeper. The promise keeper. He's not a man that will lie. He doesn't have to boast. He's the promise keeper. What he said he will do, he will do. Now, one of the things that the enemy whispered to you is, did he say? If before that, did he say, you had that assurance, he said. If you can find a scripture reference that relates to it, he said. Because where there's confusion in it, you know that's not the Lord, because the Lord doesn't reside in confusion. And I want us to really, Now, I like the fact that I want you to prepare for your heavy rain. I want you to prepare. I want you to get things in place for your heavy rain. I want you, and in the meantime, God's going to do some wonderful new things. Allow Him to give you ideas, give you Holy Ghost ideas. I want you to close your eyes and ask Him to minister to you a holy inspiration. Because what it appears like it's not worked does not define your outcome. And that's one of the things that the Lord whispered to me, that what that appears that doesn't work actually does not define your outcome. Where God wants to take you, He's taking you. It's not, oh, this didn't work. No, He's taking you there. How you're getting there, how that rain is forming, it's forming. He's forming it. Whatever He's doing it. Moses was shown the signs. When the staff was turning, you know, he said, go and do this, go and do that. If he had asked, oh, when I throw it on the ground, how is the staff going? You said it's going to be, how is it going to do that? The intricacies of how God is going to move. It might be, well, I know it's beyond my imagination and comprehension. And as the scripture says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can conceive. So I can't picture, I can't imagine, I can't perceive how God is going to move and how He's going to make it in that. Now, we were looking at the scripture, I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. I will even make a road in the wilderness. I will even make a road in the wilderness. So even what appears, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Even what appears like things have not worked the way you perceived, He will make a road. He will make a path for you. He will make a way. But you're going to have to do things differently. Follow through with some Holy Ghost inspiration. And it says streams in the wasteland and rivers in the desert. So what looks abandoned? What looks like, you know, there's no life? He's going to put a stream. Now, streams are flowing. It's not a pond. It's not a vast body of water. It's not a puddle. Streams flow. Rivers flow. There's life in it. And it feeds other things. So it nourishes. It brings forth things and feeds things. So rivers tend to have life in it. Fish, what have you, you know, in it. Because it's moving. So it's flowing through. And when I think of streams, you know, streams of living water, there's a flow through your life. There's a flow through to make something beautiful. You know, streams bring about something beautiful. They bring about something beautiful. It's not just about, you know, that situation. I'm going to read, because that was verse 19, verse 18 from Isaiah 43. It says, but forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. You know, because he said the Lord's promise of victory. The Lord our Redeemer, from 14, the Holy One of Israel says, for your sakes I will send an invading army against Babylon, and the Babylonians will be forced to flee in those ships they are so proud of. I am the Lord your Holy One, Israel's Creator and King. I am the Lord who opened a way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea. I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all its chariots and horses. I threw them beneath the waves, and they drowned, their lives snuffed out like a smoldering candlewick. But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I'm going to do, for I'm about to do a brand new thing. I'm about to do a brand new thing. A brand new thing. Open a door, and we're not sure where it's going to lead. And the imagery that just came into my mind, I don't know if any of you have watched The Lion, the Witch, the Wardrobe, The Chronicles of Narnia. Oh, if you haven't, I encourage you to. C.S. Lewis, so inspired by the Holy Spirit. The imagery in that story, and it's not the first book. It's not the first book, and I've tried to read the first book, but it's not as fast moving and as paced. And it's all based on, you know, scriptural. It's all scriptural, biblical, because some people go, the witch, how is that scriptural? But it is all scriptural. And when you watch it with an open mind, you will see the imagery that was played out there. So I do encourage you to do. And the Chronicles of Narnia is the whole series. You know, they've not made all of them into, but I digress. The producer's going, where's she going with all this? I digress. The thing is that there was a scene where they went into the wardrobe, in that one, and they didn't know where they were going to end up. But there was a point that they got to that they realized that it was getting colder, and the wardrobe, that is a small wardrobe, was getting longer. And when they opened the back, they realized it entered into a place that was beyond their imagination. Now, that was a brand new thing, and it was leading them on a journey that they were going to learn and grow from. So God is leading on us on a journey for the brand new thing where we're going to learn and grow from. I'm going to continue this because I've not even done page one. But we thank God. We've come to the end of the program, and you know, I want us to trust God. I'm on this journey with you. I'm on the journey too. And there's sometimes I've cried, sometimes I've rejoiced, sometimes nervous anticipation, and then there are times God's voice is just kicked into my heart that I just know. So until next week, wonderful people, fantastic people, blessed people, look out for that small cloud that is bringing the rain, the heavy rain in your life. Have a blessed and glorious week, and bye for now. Jesus.
worship the Lord. Name above every name. King of kings, Lion of Judah, we worship you. There's no name like your name. Father, we worship you. Alpha and Omega, the soon and coming King. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Savior.